Namaskar. So today's practice shall begin at the wall. So let's go ahead and walk over to the wall. And you're going to have your legs in a wide angle position. So maybe 6 or 8 inches on either side, wider than your hips. What would be a natural wide angle stance for you? And you'll be about maybe two feet from the wall. And what you want to do is angle your torso towards the wall, have the arms shoulder width apart, and reach up the wall. So essentially, you're in a wide angle stance, and your spine is angled in towards the wall, but the spine is lengthened. It's not rounded, and it's not hyperextended. So it's not too much of a back bend. You're keeping good core stability and you're just reaching up. So you're opening through your hips, you're opening through the shoulders. And your chin is level, so you're kind of facing in towards the wall from the facial perspective. And just let that open up and stretch and engage. Good, two more breaths here. And then slowly you can slide your hands down, push your torso away from the wall, and come into a natural standing position. Now we're going to turn to your left. So now the wall is on your right side. You're going to bring your right foot forward and your left leg back. So maybe a little bit less than a warrior type of stance. You know, good, think of it as a stride and a half. And you're perpendicular to the wall. And you're gonna take a deep inhale. And then on the exhale, twist to your right side to the wall and get both hands on the wall. And you're looking over your right shoulder. So you're getting a spine twist towards the wall. Palms are flush into the wall. Your heart is facing towards the right side now. You're just getting a very nice sustained twist. And then inhale, come on back around. And now do an about face. So now you're gonna, the wall will be on your left side and you'll have your left foot forward and your right leg back. The right foot can be angled out a little bit. You'll find a comfortable stance. And you'll take a deep inhale. And then on the exhale, twist in towards the wall. Both palms get on the wall. And you're looking over your left shoulder. Good sustained twist. And then inhale, come on out of it. Good. Now you're going to toe up to the wall. So walk into the wall pretty much as close as you can get. Bring your left hand behind the back to the right glute and float that right arm 90 degrees out. So the right arm is flush into the wall, shoulder height, with the palm touching into the wall. And then you're going to take a slight inhale and an exhale, and then twist, turn to your left side. Just turn your feet, turn your torso, and you just open that right shoulder. So the right palm is and the right arm is flush to the wall as you twist to your left side, opening that shoulder, not forcing it. And then inhale, come on back out of it and undo. Good, relax the hands by the sides. Now bring the right hand behind the back to the left glute. And then float that left arm up against the wall, 90 degrees from your torso, so the left palm is facing in. Take a slight inhale and exhale, and then twist into your, open up to your right side. So now your left shoulder is getting a nice opening. Right shoulder blade towards the spine as you twist comfortably. And gently inhale, come on back out of it. Good shoulder opener. Relax the hands by the sides. And this three-step sequence we're going to repeat here. So now we're going into that wide angle stance. So nice wide angle stance. And you're maybe, you know, a foot or two from the wall. You'll have to measure that out yourself. And then angle your torso up against, towards the wall with the arms shoulder width apart. Remember that first pose? So you're in a nice wide angle fold, the torso engaged and angled towards the wall, ears between the elbows, and you're opening the shoulders in this direction now, feeling that deep stretch through the underarm. And you want to have some core engagement so your back is not just in a hyperextended floundering type of position. You find that happy medium where your core is engaged. And then slowly slide those hands down. Good, come into a comfortable standing position. Now we're going to get that standing twist. You're going to face to your left side, turn to your left, and have your right foot forward, and the left leg is back. So the wall is now on your right side. And take a deep inhale. On the exhale, turn into the wall to your right side and get both palms flush onto the wall, so about sternum height. So it's a very controlled, sustained twist. The spine is straight up and down, but it's nicely twisted, and you're looking towards the right shoulder. Very controlled twist. And then inhale, come on back out of it. Do an about face, left foot forward, right leg back, the wall's on your left side. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, turn into the wall. Anchor those palms into the wall. Look over the left shoulder. Sustain standing twist. And gently inhale out of it. Good. And then to close out this three-step sequence, we're going to get that shoulder opener in. So now step in towards the wall. Bring the left hand behind the back to the right glute. Float the right arm parallel to the earth. It's kind of just straight out from the shoulder. Palm into the wall. Take a deep inhale and then open. Just turn those feet and turn, open towards your left side, so you open that shoulder, not forcing it, just go gently, and slowly inhale back around, relax that right hand down, good, bring that right hand behind the back to the left glute, float that left arm 90 degrees out, so the left palm is flush to the wall. Take a deep inhale. Exhale. Open up that shoulder. Turn it to your right side. Good. Just sustain pressure. Even. And back around. Closing out that three-step sequence. Now let's walk back into an L shape. So you're going to have those hands on the wall and then walk back until you get a perfect L. That means hips over the heels and tailbone to the crown parallel to the earth. So the palms, the arms are fully extended, palms onto the wall. And be careful not to have those feet further back than the hips. You want a nice straight line from the tailbone down to the heels. And here you just engaging your core, you're pushing the tailbone towards the middle of the room, you're getting length through the spine. If you'd like, you may lift that right leg back and stack that hip. So now the right toes are facing to the right side of the room. And then point those right toes towards the ground. The leg is still elevated, so now it's squared off towards the earth. And letting that right leg land. Bring the left leg back, stacking that left hip on top of the right. Left toes are going to the left side of the room. Good, and then point those toes down to the ground. So they're just pointed that way, so the hip is squared off. And then lower that left leg down to the earth. Bending those knees, gently walk in slowly towards the wall. Lift that torso up as you come in. And now you're just standing upright against the wall, maybe 2-3 inches from the wall. We're going to come back into a cobra pose here. So let's have the hands sternum height, palms onto the wall. And the toes maybe literally just 2 inches from the wall. And then draw the hips in towards the wall and inhale the torso away from the wall, so you're getting a back bend. And those palms are giving you adequate pressure and force away from the wall to open up, getting that back bend. And exhale out of it. Good, comfortable place. And we got one more wall pose here. Let's go ahead, let's draw yourself a little less than arm's length from the wall. So the elbows will be bent as your hands touch the wall. And then hinge through the hips, soften through the knees, bring that right ankle onto the left thigh. Now your left hand will remain on the wall for support, for balance. And then you'll take your right forearm and press it onto the inside of the right thigh and the inside of the right calf, just to weight that position. And you'd hinge deeply through that hip and you get that good glute stretch on that right side. And then gently lengthen that left leg, come up out of it. Good, when you're ready, you'll settle into it on the opposite side. So you have your hands positioned as needed, and you'll start to hinge through the hips, bring that left ankle onto the right thigh. And then you'll take your left forearm and press on the inside of the thigh or tib fib. And it's a good deep hinge through that hip, folding that torso forward. Good. Then gently come on out of it comfortably. And then once we're established over back onto our yoga mat, we're going to come into Talasana. So the feet are hip width apart. Let's float the arms straight out in front. And let's come up onto the ball of the feet as you lift those arms up towards the sky. Heels are off the mat. Nice apex position. And then release those hands to a parallel position. Lower those heels into the earth. And then just soften the knees and roll on down into Uttanasana, or standing forward fold. And you have a few moments here, so you can keep the knees bent and let the belly rest onto the thigh, or you may lengthen the legs. Or alternate between the two. That's it. Just let those hamstrings stretch out. And when you're ready, go ahead, walk it out into downward facing dog. And you're just feeling it out comfortably. So you got the heels towards the earth, spine lengthened, tailbone peaked. That's it. Just keep breathing in your pose. And then we'll drop it down into table and wide angle child's pose. So you're back, you got the big toes together, knees out wide, V, hips back onto the heels, arms in a comfortable stance. Let's come on up into table. Take the left foot to the outside of the left hand, sliding the right knee back. So you're opening through that right hip flexor. And then you'll drop the right forearm into the earth if it allows to go down there, don't force it. And then left hand will come up onto that left thigh. And if you want to have that left toe angled out at 45 degrees, you know, you can kind of open up that foot a little bit. So you can rock side to side. You're just stretching out through that glute. And then come out of your twist, get both palms into the earth, bring the left toes straight on. Good. Now lift the right knee and drop that right heel in or down. So now the heel, right heel, is lined up with the left heel. You're in a wide angle stance, but it's lined up. And we're going to do what I call angle off. You're just going to turn your torso 45 degrees off to the front right corner of the mat. So the spine is in a downward dog type of position, but the lower limbs are different. The lower limbs are wide angle and your weight is shifted to the left with the left knee over that left ankle. So you reach out here, you breathe, good hips and glute and groin opener. Good, then come back around front center by rotating that back heel to the sky. Both palms are down. And that left foot still on the left side of the left hand. And then we're going to revolve up towards the left side. Keep that right palm into the earth and open that left arm to the sky. Follow that left thumb up as you breathe and you revolve that spine. So the shoulders are stacked and your heart is facing towards the left side of the room. And then slowly inhale out of it, landing those palms down, left palm down. And let's land that right knee into the earth as well. Good, so back to kind of where we started this sequence. Now take that right hand around the back towards the left glute. So you're kind of opening up a little bit towards that right side. And then see if this is available for you. See if that left hand will come underneath the left knee and then connect with the right hand behind the back or at that left glute. It may reach, it may not. You just do your best with it. Good. So it's kind of like a bound low lunge opener to the right. And then release out of it, getting those palms into the earth. Good. Now for the last one here of this sequence, we're going to turn that left foot out at 45 degrees and you're going to come either into full lizard or what we call lazy lizard. So you're going to drop onto the forearms, and if you'd like, you may curl the back toes and press back through that right heel. Or you may have that right knee touching. Or you may be on the palms instead of the forearms. You may also twist up to the left like we did earlier. So any variation of palms, knees, forearms, no knee, see what works for you. And then slowly retreat out of it so you bring that left foot back. And then you can either come into wide angle child's pose or downward facing dog. It's up to you. And then we'll come into the sequence on the other side. So you take that right foot to the outside of the right hand with the left knee down into the mat. And you drop that left forearm, right palm on that right thigh. You're opening that right foot at 45 degrees. And you're twisting up towards that right side. That, remember, that left knee's back, so you're opening up through that left hip flexor series. You're just breathing comfortably in your stance. And you inhale out of that twist, and so you get that both palms down into the earth on the inside of that right foot. Let's bring that right foot straight on. Lift that left knee and drop that left heel down. So now you got the heels lined up along the right side of the mat, and you're going to angle off to that front left corner. So walk your torso about 45 degrees and reach out. Get that downward dog formation through the torso, and then through the lower limbs, all your weight is shifted to the right side with the right knee over the ankle. That's it. Then walk back around front center, rotating that back heel to the sky. Let's get that left palm into the earth and revolve up to the right side. So shoulders nice and stacked, heart projected to the right side. That's it. Nice, clean opening through the arms. And then landing that right palm down into the earth on the inside of that right foot, softening that left knee down into the mat. Good. So now we're going to move into that bound low lunge position. So let's take that left hand around the back to the right hip. And then if it works for you, right hand through the legs from the front side through the back. So you're bending that right elbow at that right knee and trying to clasp the hands behind, right around that right hip or glute. It's an opening to your left. And then gently inhale, come on out of it. And we're going to get that full lizard or lizard variation. So any combination of palms, you're going to turn that right foot out at 45 degrees. And then you can be on your palms, your forearms, your left knee may be up, or the left knee is touching into the mat. See how you like to close out the series. That's right, keep it going comfortably. And whenever you like, you may soften that left knee or exit back up into your downward dog. You get there the way you can. So from your downward dog, you just feel it out, maybe coming up onto the ball, the feet, maybe softening one knee, then the other, pressing back to the opposite calf or heel. Now let's bring that left leg way up into the sky, so you're in three-pointed downward dog. And we'll bring that left knee to the nose as you shift your weight forward. Now your elbows, shoulders, and wrists are in one line into the earth. You shift it forward, knee to the nose. And then retreat back at it. Draw those hips back up. Extend that left leg to the sky. And left foot down. Let's bring that right leg all the way up. And when you're ready, come on forward with it. Knee to the nose. Shift on forward. And you go back on up with it, heel up to the sky. Landing it into downward facing dog. And then drop down into plank. We're here for two breaths. Arms are straight into the earth, engage that whole body. And then drop that left knee below the left hip, so it's straight down into the earth. That left quad is perpendicular to the mat. And bring that left arm forward. Good. Wrap the muscles around the rib cage. And then land that left palm. Step back through that left leg into plank. Hold two breaths here. And then landing that right knee directly below that right hip. And float that right arm forward. Engage that core. Hold, hold. Right palm down, push back through the right heel so you're back into plank. And then just soften the knees into the earth, lower the torso down. Cross the wrists in front, forehead into the wrists, bend the knees, and just sway those feet up in the sky. So you got the feet are circling, swaying, you're massaging to the quads and to the hips. And then let those feet go back down into the earth. Extend the arms all the way out in front so you're fully lengthened across the earth. And mentally identify the right arm and left leg. On the inhale, bring those limbs up as well as the head. So look straight out in front. You're lifting to the torso, getting a good opening through the spine. Try not to bend the left knee. Keep the left leg lengthened. And then drop down, take a rest breath. And when you're ready, inhale up on the other side, left arm and right leg, make your way up, make that rise. Head up as well, looking straight out in front. And dismount down. Swing those arms all the way around by the sides. Turn the vision over to the left side so the right cheek is into the earth. Let the shoulders roll comfortably into the mat. Just a gentle stretch to the neck. And then turn the other direction, left cheek to the mat, look over to the right. Inhale, chin into the earth. Extend those arms out in front again so you're fully lengthened across the earth. Be ready with the right arm and left leg. Inhale up with those limbs, torso up, vision out across the mat. And lower down. And then bring that left arm and right leg, come on up into it. Vision out across the earth. And landing down. And let's keep that chin into the earth. Bring the hands on either sides of the sternum, palms down, elbows to the sky. And we're going to come into Bhujangasana or Cobra Pose. Secure those hips into the earth. Inhale, scoop the torso up. So a nice back bend. You're up. Your chin is neutral or chin up to the sky. And then from here, you can either come into child or into downward facing dog. You see where you'd like to go. Ultimately, we'll all be in downward facing dog, so you kind of plot your course and time it out the way you wish. Okay, so from that downward facing dog position, we're going to bring that left leg all the way up to the sky. And then we're going to place it forward between the two hands and come up into Warrior One. Now, you may need to drop that right knee along the way, and that's okay. But ultimately, we'll come into Warrior One. Left toes are straight on, left knee over the ankle, arms to the sky, torso is upright. Your heart is projected to the front edge of the mat. And that back foot's angled maybe 45 degrees forward. Continue to breathe. Good. And then let's angle forward 45 degrees. We're just holding this for a moment. I know there's pressure on the low back. Just squeeze that core. And then you'll take your left forearm onto the left thigh and turn yourself to the right side so you're into an extended side angle. So you're getting a nice line from that right heel to that right hip to that right shoulder to the right fingertips. Nice 45 degree angle. Heart is projected to the right. And then inhale back up into your Warrior One. So you bring that left shoulder back around. Bring that torso way up. So you are set here. And then circle those hands around to heart center. Open those arms out to a T. Turn the back heel to the sky. And let's see if we can't float into a lateral balance pose. So push off with the back foot or take a couple gentle steps with it. And then just get yourself into flight. So your left leg is perpendicular to the earth. Try not to grip the left toes into the mat. And you just get a nice flight. You open to the heart, good wingspan. Extend out through the torso, through the crown. Yeah. And then bring the torso completely upright with the right knee in front. So you're standing tall, right knee hip height, and arms up to the sky. And relax down. You're into a standing, comfortable position. Feet are parallel. Good. Hands onto the thighs, hinge to the hips. Toes, knees, and hips in parallel form. And just pull that navel in into Uddiyana Mudra. Squeeze that core. Hold that. And relax, and then roll on down into standing forward fold. Walk it back into your downward dog. Good. And we're going to get this sequence going on the other side. Let's bring that right leg way up into the sky. And step that right foot forward. Using your left knee as needed, or just a big step with the right. And then rise up into your Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Heart is projected to the front edge of the mat. Back foot is angled at about 45 degrees. Arms strong and tall to the sky. Good. is. You're breathing, you're giving a good engagement with that back leg from the left glute down to the left heel. Engage that core, angle forward 45 degrees. Hold that pose, nice line. And then bending that right elbow, placing it onto the right quad, open to the left side, into extended side angle, with that left arm out at 45 degrees. So you have that line, left heel, left hip, left shoulder, left fingertips, heart projected to the left. Inhale back out of it into your warrior one. So now shoulders over hips, spine tall, heart projected to the front edge. Circle those hands around to the heart. Open the arms out to a T, turn the back heel towards the sky, and either a series of steps or one big push and take it to a lateral balance, take flight. So the right leg is perpendicular to the earth, and the whole rest of the body is hovering about hip height. Left heel as high as the crown, arms out wide. Good space. Engage the core. And then bring that left knee in front as you bring the torso upright, and arms up to the sky into Ardha Ordha Hastasana. So you're standing tall on the right leg, core engaged, left knee hip height, arms to the sky. And land it down into a comfortable standing position, feet are hip width. And then hinge to those hips, hands onto thighs, pulling the navel in, good core, just Uddiyana Mudra, drill the navel to the spine, squeeze and hold. And then release, lower down into standing forward fold. Walk it back into your downward facing dog. So in the next few moments, we're going to navigate down into a supine position. If there's anything in downward dog or plank or side plank that you would like to get in, this would be the time to start adding those extras if you'd like to get them in. If you want to work on some strength or some core or whatever it may be. But otherwise, in the next 30 to 45 seconds, we shall find ourselves lying on the back. So maybe we'll start off in supine bound angle. Once we're on the back, you get the soles of the feet touching, knees into a diamond shape, arms parallel to the thighs. Long, slow breaths. Good. Folding the arms to the sky, wrap the knees to the outside of the elbows, catch the feet or catch the big toes or catch the shins. Coming into a Nanda Balasana or happy baby pose. Thighs are towards you, knees are wide, soles of the feet to the sky. Knees are bent as well. But from here, if you'd like, you may extend out to a V and get those legs lengthened. So maybe you're rocking side to side, you're maybe alternating between legs lengthened or knees bent. And then slowly landing those feet down into the earth, hip width apart, knees stacked over the ankles. And then press with those feet, rise up into Setu Bandhasana, so the hips are up, shoulder blades into the earth, hands are by the sides, pressed into the mat. You're squeezing those femur bones with those muscles, and knees are stacked over the ankles. Good, lower those hips into the earth. Bring the knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, nice tight ball or Utsat Mudra, squeeze, hold, hold. And inhale, release, and move in towards Shavasana with the legs all the way lengthened across the earth, head and shoulders back into the mat, arms angled away from the hips, palms facing towards the sky. And long, slow breaths into a state of deep relaxation. A few breaths just to relax every muscle of the physical body. Just becoming part of the fabric of the earth. And as you lengthen the breath, visualize those mental wavelengths, watch them become elongated, clean, extended, inviting a deep sense of tranquility inside the mind. As if you're massaging your mind and ultimately your brain from the inside out. Just in embracing that state of deep relaxation, free physically, psychically, emotionally, spiritually. Rotate those palms down into the mat, bending the knees, soles of the feet into the earth, one arm to the sky and back overhead. And whatever arm you extended, you rotate to that side into a sideways lying position, using that extended arm as a pillow. And then with your free hand in front of the sternum, press, come up into a seated position. Crossing the legs, hands into the lap or onto the knees, any way you prefer. Sitting as tall as you're able. Mind is introverted, eyes closed, and just breathing with the entire cosmos. On the next inhalation, draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, honoring that whole psycho-spiritual domain, that inner wealth of life. And draw the palms down to the heart center, connecting with your heart and each and every human heart. Internally, we say Namaskar.